Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for an independent candidate for President of the United States. Well, at least according to one poll, there is a shocking prediction of what would happen if there were a three-way race between Donald Trump as a Republican nominee, Joe Biden as the Democratic nominee, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent candidate. It shows Kennedy within striking distance of the leaders. All it would take would be a shift of 6% of the electorate away from Trump to Kennedy, 6% of the electorate away from Biden to Kennedy, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the next president of the United States. Is that a nonsensical idea? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. Also, what could have happened in Gaza? And that's a question that's asked by Paul Kangor of Grove City College, who has written about the history of what actually happened in Gaza. Had it not been for Hamas and its interest in not improving the lives of people who live in Gaza, but their only interest being in destroying Israel, following up that slogan from the river to the sea, all of Palestine will be free. In other words, we're going to do something to get rid of the nearly 8 million Jewish people living between the river and the sea. In any event, what could have happened with Gaza, and is there still hope for Gaza becoming like Hong Kong? It's very well situated. It has economic advantages. Is it possible, even at this late date, to take advantage of those gifts, really, that geography has provided to the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that today the Israel Defense Forces said that one of their aircraft struck an ambulance, which soldiers assessed was being used by a Hamas unit close to their position in the battle zone. In other words, this wasn't an unfortunate mistake about hitting a ambulance. It was a mistake. It was a strike by the IDF against Hamas terrorists. The IDF statement said a number of Hamas terrorists were killed in the strike and said it had information that Hamas used ambulances regularly to transport terrorists and weapons. And why wouldn't they? Meanwhile, we had with all of the talk about at least a temporary ceasefire, there is an indication of how ready Hamas is for negotiation. They issued a statement, "All of America's enemies in the region are consulting and getting closer, and the day may come when they join the war together and turn America into the of the past." Thing of the past? Really? T-O-T-P? The Hamas official has made that statement. The United States was established by Britain and global Freemasonry, and it will collapse like the USSR did, said the Hamas statement, which was translated by the Middle East Media Research Institute. America will not remain powerful. This is fascinating, because you know who the last force in the world who was obsessed with Freemasonry, believed that Freemasons were running the United States, because after all, Benjamin Franklin was a Freemason, George Washington was a Freemason. And it says the United States was established by Britain and global Freemasonry, really? And it will collapse like the USSR did? What's fascinating here is a lot of anti-Semites focus on Freemasonry, even though there's no indication at all that Freemasonry was established or was led or was created by exclusively or even predominantly Jewish people. But Hitler, when he declared war on the United States on December 11th, 1941, he cited the fact that Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, was an old Freemason member. So, okay, now we have Hamas actually connecting with its own Hitlerian past, at least in that regard. The there was a post on the internet from the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. It says, just a reminder, 27 days have passed since October 7th. 242 hostages are in Gaza. 30 of those hostages are children. 8,000 plus rockets were fired at Israel. 300 plus rockets on average are fired at Israel every day. 250,000 Israeli civilians have been evacuated from their homes. Israel is still under fire. This is actually Secretary Blinken, who is just did a press conference in Tel Aviv. He is in Israel again to consult with our Israeli allies, and Secretary Blinken began his statement with the press, his interaction with the press, by offering this reminder. This is clip A.
It is striking and in some ways shocking that the brutality of the slaughter has receded so quickly in the memories of so many, but not in Israel and not in America. 35 Americans were murdered that day as well, and more than 200 foreign nationals from 35 countries. I've returned to the region to engage in intense diplomacy with our partners to try to help ensure that an attack like October 7th never happens again. And in doing so, that we forge a different future, a very different future for Israelis and Palestinians alike. That
okay, that's Secretary Antony Blinken. And he also talked about the need to prevent an escalation and a spread of this conflict, a need for the United States and our own security. This is the Secretary of State.
Out of this tragedy emerges a better tomorrow for both peoples and for the region. There are a number of important steps that we can, indeed we must take now to help make that possible. First, we need to continue to prevent escalation of this conflict, its spread to other areas and other theaters. The United States has, and we will, continue to respond to attacks by Iran's proxies to defend our personnel in the region, personnel who are here in Iraq and in Syria to help prevent the resurgence of ISIS. We will do what is necessary to deter and, as I said, respond to any attacks.
And then there was more about some of the new footage that taken from October 7th that Secretary Blinken saw, and that apparently moved him deeply. We will talk about that. Also, a stroke of good luck, some people might call it providential, where a very heavily armed drone crashed into an American barracks in Syria, where we do have several hundred, it's not thousands, it's several hundred armed Americans there. And the heavily armed drone, which was supposed to explode, didn't. And the statement from our military is that this dud, in terms of the drone, may have saved American lives. That's why there is the ongoing concern that this does not become a full-out war involving the Iranians and their proxies from Hezbollah and more. We will get back to the latest, what it is that changed Antony Blinken's perspective that he watched. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show. Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is in Israel now with further consultations. Of course, the United States is pushing for at least some temporary pauses. They don't describe them as a ceasefire in the battle to allow civilians to get out of harm's way as much as they possibly can. There is more coverage on that issue about an ambulance being hit in North Gaza. It was near a hospital, apparently. But Israel insists that the ambulance was carrying weapons and fighters from the Hamas, because in the basement of that hospital, underneath where they have the tunnels, what they refer to as the metro in Gaza City, underneath the hospital is a major Hamas command center. Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, saw more footage taken from October 7th, which he described at his press conference this morning. This is clip 3.
Today, we saw additional images, additional footage collected by the Israeli government from video cameras, some the terrorists' own, others in communities that were attacked. It remains almost beyond the human capacity to process, to digest. I saw, for example, a family on a kibbutz, a father, two young boys, maybe 10, 11 years old, grabbing them, pulling them out of their living room, going through their very small backyard and into a shelter, followed seconds later by a terrorist who throws a grenade into that small shelter. And then as the father comes staggering out, shoots him down. And then the boys come out and they run into their house. And the camera in the house is filming everything. And they're crying. Where's daddy? One says. The other says, they killed daddy. Where's my mommy? And then the terrorist comes in and casually opens the refrigerator and starts to eat from it. That's what we're dealing with.
And with all of that, they are at least not dealing yet in a full battle mode with Hezbollah, the other terrorist group supported by Iran, strongly supported by Iran. Their first remarks since the start of the conflict featured the leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah. He refrained from promising any imminent escalation at the Israel-Lebanon border, which is very good news at the moment. But he said all options were on the table if the war in Gaza did not stop or if Israel expanded its attacks on Lebanon. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is in Israel, where he pushed Israeli leaders again to protect civilians in Gaza and to take humanitarian pauses to facilitate aid flowing in and the release of hostages. The word on the aid flowing in, apparently that is improved. The one thing that has not improved has been the level to which Egypt is actually willing to accept some Palestinian refugees. And speaking of Palestinian refugees, in Israel, the authorities expelled to Gaza thousands of Palestinians who had been in Israel for work at the beginning of the war, sending them back to their homes in the heavily bombarded enclave. The Israeli military said it remains on high alert on its border with Lebanon, where exchanges of fire between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah have ramped up in recent weeks. This idea of people, Palestinians from Gaza, who were working in Israel, this marks one of the truly important things to remember about the whole background to this conflict. The Hamas chose to attack Israel at a time when Israel had only recently authorized 18,000 more work permits for Gaza people to get work in Israel and to come across and to show their passport, their internal passport, and to come across the border and go into Israel and work and then go home. And that idea that they are now asked to go back to Gaza, well, obviously, in a situation where there's a full-out war, which there is, the idea of crossing the border into, quote, enemy territory to do your work, especially when there is violence aimed at that enemy territory, that's not going to work. Here is Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, the other terrorist group, the one based in Lebanon, claiming that the Hamas attacks had his very strong support, and he's very proud of them. This is clip 7.
This is the first operation which has been a historic point and blessed point. This was a Palestinian decision, 100% and supported by the Palestinians, 100%.
Okay, as when people talk about why can't they negotiate, when you're talking about, quote, 100% Palestinian support for what happened on October 7th, and then he said that the families of deceased fighters against Israel and their loved ones are now in paradise. This is Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, clip 6.
And we must remain firmly with certainty that they are rewarded with paradise, with all the rewards you never envisaged or heard of. As God says in the Holy Scripture, those killed in the cause to the service of the cause of God will be rewarded with paradise as introduced to them. All believers, if you support and work for God's cause, you will be rewarded with victory. The same in Al-Imran Surah. Do not think those fallen to the service of cause of God are dead, yet they are alive, joyful with what they have been rewarded with, without fear or grief.
Without fear or grief or regret for the 1,400 civilians, the hundreds of children, of grandmothers, of hostages who are still being held, they are being rewarded in paradise. That's the mentality that the world is dealing with right now. We'll be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Jurors have convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. Desmond Mills Jr., one of the former Memphis officers accused in the killing of Tyree Nichols, has pled guilty to federal charges and is expected to plead guilty to state charges as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti becomes the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations and will also be the first woman to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday that Republicans are nearing a decision on whether to pursue impeachment against President Biden. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Thanks for taking my call. You're the most brilliant radio talk host in America today.
The Michael Medved Show.
The events on the other side of the world are so compelling, they're so disturbing, they are so consequential for the United States and for all of humanity, it's sometimes difficult to bring the focus closer to home, but that's important too. The city of Seattle, and frankly, it's not just the city of Seattle, it's every major city in the country, is having a tremendous problem with the linked challenges of drug abuse and homelessness. And they are profoundly and deeply linked. The Como News actually did a very useful report on what's going on in Seattle with the city's new policy that's been in place for 2 weeks. Yeah, and it's a new policy criminalizing public drug use. Now, you would think that public drug use, shooting up in public, taking fentanyl or cocaine or methamphetamines in public, would be against the law. Well, now it is, but how is that working out? Listen to the report on the public's reaction and the impact of this new policy.
2 weeks into the new drug law on the books in Seattle, and it is a work in progress, we still found some open-air drug use, but not as much as before.
He was in the street.
What do you think it was?
He killed me!
Definitely OZ. Shortly after we arrived, an overdose at 12th and Jackson, the city intersection prominent for drug use in Seattle's Little Saigon neighborhood.
It took them a few minutes to bring him back, but they scared the hell out of him.
Prior to that, this woman, on the way to her doctor's office, went by the same corner.
And they're smoking fentanyl, and I just got a big whiff of it. It's just terrible.
It's just 2 weeks since the police chief announced weekly operations that prioritize drug arrest alternatives such as treatment.
It might take some time to kick in. Let's hope that it does.
It might take some time to kick in. There's actually a poll, and people were asked how long they thought it would be before the new drug rules making it illegal to use drugs in public had a decisive result. And the poll revealed that 75% polled said it would never make a difference. And other people thought it would be several years, at least several months. There's more on this new policy and how poorly it's working out.
Tam Nguyen co-owns the Tamarind Tree. He is hopeful change is coming, but not sure how long they can wait.
Right now, we are suffering. We don't know how long we can hang on. And we just go day by day.
Customers are afraid to come. Service has dwindled. He's gone from 30 employees to 8. We're waiting to find out from SPD just how many people have been arrested or referred to treatment since the new law. We know on the first day, SPD interacted with 25 people. 13 of them accepted a treatment referral.
The city need to use their resources to help the small businesses to get back on their foot and to help them to stay in the area.
The new law makes drug possession as well as public drug use a gross misdemeanor, and it now aligns with state law.
And that's a step in the right direction, but is it going to be enough to save this struggling restaurant? Tamarind Tree in Little Saigon. Again, it's you think about all of the love and the devotion that is put forward by a family trying to operate a restaurant like that, and then the homelessness and drug addiction right outside their door makes it impossible for people to come there. And look at the number of employees that were reduced and lost jobs because of the hardship of the people trying to run a restaurant. Meanwhile, vagrants cancel youth soccer season. That's the headline. Well, this is kind of amazing, too. Another headline, this is from Fox News. Soccer leagues end season early. Blames local Democratic officials for ignoring crime-ridden homeless camp. What does a homeless camp have to do with the youth soccer league? Well, listen about the cancellation of this youth soccer league season in South Seattle. A youth soccer league in the Seattle area is calling it quits for the season due to an expanding homeless encampment riddled with crime. It's Valor Soccer, an athletic system that works to provide quality and affordable soccer programming to kids in King County, is canceling the remainder of its fall season, with the head of the youth program pointing to shootings and drug overdoses at the homeless encampment as the reason why. This is Dean Aldridge, the CEO of Valor Soccer, about the decision to cancel the schedule. This is 8A.
Dean, these kids must be pretty upset. What are they saying?
Well, they're just saddened, Jesse. Children should be sheltered from this. They shouldn't see this stuff that looks like a third world country.
How close was this disgusting scene encroaching on the field?
15 yards away from our entry, from our gate. Maybe 10, 15 yards away.
So they had to pass through this stuff just to go play?
You have to drive through it to get to our field, yes.
And the city doesn't care?
Well, specifically, King County Executive Dal Constantine doesn't care, apparently.
Does he even know that this exists?
He knows. He knows. He just will not allow the police officers to do their job. We don't have a homeless problem, Jesse. We have a lawless problem.
Wow. The decision was made after an individual drove across the soccer field at North Green River Park at doing donuts with his car, resulting in more than $100,000 in damage. This is Dean Aldridge Moore about the efforts to get the city to clean up that homeless encampment for years. Listen, 8B.
It's gargantuous. It's huge. It is. There's probably 500-600 people living in this camp, from dealing drugs to prostitution to gangs. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
It looks like a cracked out Ewok village. They even have slides. What are the slides for? Tell me there's no kids in this place.
Oh, my God. God only knows. It's so bad out here, Jesse, that the King County workers won't even go in there and clean it up now. Their union won't let them go in. They have to contract out. So they'll clean it once a month, and it all comes right back.
Tell me a little bit about, okay, what do the parents say?
Oh, the parents are mortified. But I'm in a tough spot. These are our underprivileged kids down here that are financially challenged. If I cancel the season, where do we go? If I cancel the season, then it's like I don't care about our poor children. So I'm in a lose-lose situation. The county's been telling me they're going to take care of this problem for 3 years now.
That happened. And now part of this comes in the context of a city council election in the city of Seattle, even though this is not within the city, I don't believe. But the difficulty with the city council election is there are three incumbents who are need to be voted out and probably will be, all of whom at one time or another supported the idea of defund the police. And the one thing that it's so obvious that Seattle needs is more of a commitment to law enforcement. And yes, to cleaning up these encampments, which is such a blight on the entire society. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
I'm sorry, I cooled my temper here. You had me, my blood really boiling.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is an important new piece, which I believe is going to be appearing soon in the New York Times. It's a piece under the heading, What is Happening on College Campuses is Not Free Speech. And the piece is written by a number of students who are currently students at colleges. Gabriel Diamond, who's a senior at Yale, studying political science. Talia Dror is a junior at Cornell University, which is closed today. They are not having regular classes because of the horrible threats that were made by a crazed pro-Palestinian student, threats to kill Jews. Basically, one of the things that was sent out on the internet by the offender who has been arrested is urging his fellow students to identify their fellow Jewish students, then to follow them home and slit their throats. I mean, it's that direct. That's what we're dealing with. And then there's Jillian Letterman is a senior at Brown University studying political science and economics. In any event, they've all gone together and written a piece that says that since the Hamas terror attacks on October 7th, campus life in the United States has imploded into a daily trial of intimidation and insult for Jewish students. And by the way, the University of Pennsylvania is, I believe it's one of the major universities with the highest Jewish presence there, with about a quarter of the people who attend Penn, as my father did, being Jewish students. And they write in this piece for the New York Times, a hostile environment that began with statements from pro-Palestinian student organizations justifying terror has now rapidly spiraled into death threats and physical attacks, leaving Jewish students alarmed and vulnerable. On an online discussion forum last weekend, Jewish students at Cornell were called excrement on the face of the earth, threatened with rape and beheading, and bombarded with demands like eliminate Jewish living from Cornell campus. A 21-year-old junior at Cornell has been charged with posting violence threats. Today, I believe it's today, it could be yesterday, at University of Pennsylvania, there is a student named Tara Wane, who was leading the daily demonstration for, quote, Free Palestine. And she asked her audience to remember how you felt when you saw those images of the glorious, joyful, and powerful October 7th, where children were tortured and beheaded, women were gang raped and beheaded, and where 1,400 almost entirely civilian human beings fell victim to the terrorists of Hamas. But she thinks that was a great and glorious day. Listen.
Friends, from back home recently reminded me of something which I would like to share with all of you. Do you guys remember the photo of the kids and men laughing and smiling as they sat on top of the Israeli military jeep captured by our freedom fighters?
Yes!
Do you remember that picture?
Yes!
How about the photos of the bulldozer breaking through the deadly border? Do you remember that picture?
Yes!
And the several other joyful and powerful images which came from the glorious October 7th?
Yes!
I want you to picture those in your mind. I want you all to remember how you felt when you saw those images and heard the news. I remember feeling so empowered and happy, so confident that victory was near and so tangible.
Yeah.
I want all of you to hold that feeling in your hearts. Never let go of it. Channel it through every action you take. Bring it to the streets.
Yes!
Go down to the streets every day. And don't ever let them feel that you quietly accept this genocide.
Woo!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
From the river to the sea!
From the river to the sea!
From the river to the sea!
Okay, there's a problem with that from the river to the sea, because between the river and the sea, the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, there's a nation which has been functioning pretty well for 75 years. It's a nation called Israel. And the majority of Jews in the world today live there. And many families have lived there. I know Jerusalem families who have lived in Jerusalem for seven generations. And the idea of what it means that to the people living between the river and the sea who are not supporters of Hamas, who don't agree that October 7th was glorious, joyful, and powerful, and celebrate it and want to recall all of its glories and all of its allowing fighters to enter paradise because of their commission of torture and murder. Imagine how you would feel if you were a parent who was making huge sacrifices, paying huge tuition to send your child to University of Pennsylvania. And let's say you were a Jewish family. Steve Eisman, who asked the University of Pennsylvania to remove his family's name from a scholarship at the university because of the university's coddling of anti-Semitic protests like the one you just heard at University of Pennsylvania. Clip 5.
My history with the University of Pennsylvania is pretty deep. I went there, my wife went there, we met there. My sister went there, my brother-in-law went there, and they met there. So a lot of members of my family have been there. I've gone back to the university many times to speak. After a couple of days after the interview, I called my contact person at the university, and I said, you know, we have a small scholarship that we created about a dozen years ago, and I called my contact and I said I wanted our names removed from it immediately. I do not want my family's name associated with the University of Pennsylvania ever.
And why not? He helps to explain. This is clip B.
Let me just say one thing. You know, one of the things that the protesters are saying, and one of the things I really sincerely believe is that when people tell you who they are, mm-hmm. you should believe them. And the protesters, their slogan is, free Palestine from the river to the sea. The river is the Jordan River, and the sea is the Mediterranean. And free Palestine from the river to the sea means get rid of all the Jews. You know, the Nazis had a different way of saying it. It was Judenrein, no Jews. What we have in the protesters right now is dressed up in the clothing of progressivism is pure hatred of Jews. My view is any student who holds up a sign that says free Palestine from the river to the sea should be expelled. Mm-hmm. That's not free speech. That's calling for murder.
And by the way, Judenrein is actually translated literally as pure of Jews. In other words, to purify the land from the river to the sea. What the people don't answer who chant that slogan and who use that slogan on their placards is they don't make it clear, do they believe that all the Jews, and it's, again, about 8 million who live between the river and the sea, should they all be killed, liquidated, a final solution, or just exiled and just expelled from a nation that they built? That seems to me a question that people, with what is happening on college campuses, cannot fully answer. Meanwhile, there is more on the drone hitting the U.S. base in Iraq. It's a drone laden with explosives. We will tell you more about that and what that impact is going to be on the American armed services and American foreign policy. And then what is the political impact of all of this with new polling showing unexpected strength for Bobby Kennedy Jr.? We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.